are back. Second half of the show is already here. It's been so much fun. Good afternoon and welcome. For those joining us now, we have a treat in store for you. How about this? This is the latest ranking. Have you seen one of these? Kirby Smart, for those not watching, this is from SEC podcast. Kirby Smart, number one. Kalen DeBoer is the second best coach in the SEC, according to these two guys. Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin, Elko, Heupel at six, Drink at seven, Venables, Clark Lea, Summerall, Shane Beamer at number 11. It's not a good spot to be if you're trying to save your job. Goish at 12, Golding, 13, Lebby, Silverfield, and Will Stein of Kentucky. Shane Beamer. This is not Shane Beamer we're talking about. We're talking about Cousin Shane. And Cousin Shane, that is an interesting list. I'll leave it at that. Explain, please. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's good to see you again. I like the jacket. It looks like you're about to give me another blood pressure pill, you know? But, hey, I'd like to start off. I didn't make this list. This is a Stephen from Athlon Sports. So I do get a lot of the hate mail, and apparently I caught a stray here. But I can't disagree with much of it. There's maybe a few that I would tweak here. I think Kalen DeBoer is a little too high, but some of the other ones, I think Stephen's spot on.
Okay, so who is this Stephen guy?
Stephen Lassen, he's from Athlon Sports. He comes in on Mondays.
Oh, okay. I do know him now. I know Athlon. I paid $15 for one at a grocery store a few weeks ago.
Hey, that's when you know college football was almost here. It's when those showed up on the shelves, you know, and now football's almost here. This is the last month we won't have it. So it's right around the corner. It's like the calm before the storm. And it's funny because I feel like list season's coming to an end. Of course, we start with a good list here of who's the best coach in the SEC.
Now, there's a list coming like the worst SEC media personalities. And right now I got at number one, Michael Bratton, number two, Michael Bratton, and number three, Michael Bratton.
Oh, I'm surprised I'm not in at least the top three. I just got off the phone. We were booking our hotel down there in Tampa for media days. And I said, as long as my room's near Paul Feinbaum, I'll be fine.
I've decided not to go. I just think it's I don't consider Tampa really a legitimate SEC. So I'm going to Atlanta and doing my part from there because why not? I mean, I know I'm picking the wrong moment, but you guys live in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I live in the footprint. Why do we need, I mean, you know how far Tampa is?
Yeah, I don't quite understand that, right? Of course, it feels like it's Tampa out here in East Tennessee right now without the ocean, but I'm looking forward to going down there. I was hoping to see you down there, but I'm kind of in the same boat. I really enjoyed it when it was in Atlanta. I enjoyed it when it was in Nashville.
Yeah,
seems
too.
Like it was a lot easier for the fans to get there as well, but I don't. They didn't call me. I wasn't circled in on that email.
Well, I just think it's unfair because, and I know this is, I should be talking to somebody that actually has something to do with it as opposed to you. But, I mean, there's so many great media people in the SEC that really that is such an inconvenience for them if they live in Alabama or Tennessee or Kentucky or Oklahoma or Missouri to because a lot of us, you know, we drive. I mean, this, you know, it's you know, everybody doesn't have ESP. Oh, I'm sorry. Cousin Shane type money.
Well, I don't know about that, but I felt this the first time when we went to Dallas. Don't get me wrong. It was exciting to be down there and to see Texas, honestly, for the first time. But I was kind of in the same boat because as we're making our rounds on what do they call it, Radio Row there, there's some folks that weren't there that were there, you know, the last three seasons. So I kind of hated that, and I hope that more are able to make this trip. But at the end of the day, Paul, it's about, you know, getting the content out to the listeners because college football's here, and this is where we get a lot of it from, especially these beat writers.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you're right. I mean, I got Texas, okay? I mean, that was a big deal, but I've already done SEC basketball in Tampa. Forgettable, by the way.
Hey, by the way, I don't think I've ever been to Tampa. I think when I was
Go ahead. Oh, hold on. I got a text here from the. My name is William James Bartholomew the 13th, and I am the chairman of the Tampa Welcoming Committee. And you and Cousin Shane are not welcome, he just said.
Oh, I knew the background check would eventually come through, Paul.
They have you a room in Miami. You're going to commute every day.
Is that close? I failed geography, so I'm not really sure there.
Okay, let me get to hypo. I know this. Did you agree or disagree with his ranking in your poll?
Yeah, can we pull that up one more time?
Didn't mean to throw you a curveball there, Cousin Shane. It's not like I asked you to explain the 14th Amendment here. I asked you about Josh Heupel, ranked number 6 in this ranking.
Oh, that's a great spot. That's exactly where I have. You know what? Steven's a smart guy. I feel like Josh Heupel has the opportunity to move up further on this list, especially in this football season. A lot of people down on the Tennessee Vols, but you know, I felt like last year we're sitting there saying Aguilar who, and then all of a sudden he's you know, a pretty decent quarterback at Tennessee. Now we got quarterback competition again. And
Cousin Shane, may I interact?
Yeah.
Are you or are you not aware that Tennessee lost 5 games last year?
Yeah, we kind of trailed off the end when it was over, but I do feel like just because we had a little bit of a down year, a downslope at the end. We went out, we addressed some issues, and I think Tennessee will be fine. Just one bad season doesn't make you a bad coach.
So what are you predicting for Tennessee?
I think Tennessee will win 8 games. So I'm not saying that they're going to go to I'm not saying they're going to go all the way, but don't be surprised.
They completely imploded at the end of last season, but they're going to recover and have an outstanding 8-4 season.
Tougher schedule,
and Josh,
Paul.
And we should move Josh Heupel up to first in the SEC after that.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be some officiating controversy like the soccer match in one of these games that we'll talk about. You know how Tennessee fans do. But I think the biggest news right now out of Knoxville is we're the debut of the Adidas jersey, which if you remember, the last time we won a national title was with Adidas.
Yeah, I did hear about that. I've heard a lot of conversation. So let's talk about DeBoer at number 2, which you did not agree with.
Yeah, I'm not. I feel like DeBoer really needs to prove it a little bit more. This is a big year for him. I feel like this is kind of that temperature gauge, if you will, is if DeBoer's, you know, considered an elite. To put him in this high on the list, I think you're pretty much coming out saying he's an elite. To put him in the same breath of Kirby Smart. So a lot of pressure, you know, a lot of turnover, mainly on that offensive line, you know, quarterback controversy. You know, this is another one of those programs. But look at DeBoer's track record. It's hard to argue with wins and losses, but I feel like this one right here, this is an Alabama team that's kind of down. People aren't talking about them near as much as they were, you know, 2 or 3 years ago.
Cousin Shane.
Mm-hmm.
You have just complimented Josh Heupel and criticized Kalen DeBoer. When Kalen DeBoer treated Josh Heupel's team last year like a rented mule, went to the playoffs, won a playoff game while your team was, you know, losing at home to Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and some ridiculous Big Ten team in a bowl game.
Bowl games. Let's don't talk bowl games. This ain't the 90s anymore, Paul. Let's talk about what. talk about this year. You know how Tennessee
you're right.
is.
Hold on. Sorry. Let's not talk about bowl games. Let's talk about games that matter, like CFP games in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah. Well, you word it that way. That's a tough one, Paul. You just get me up here just to make fun of me. I don't. You're picking on the Tennessee Vols, and I don't understand. I feel like, you know, now that I've thought about it, I feel like Tennessee will be the 9-3 since we're going to a 9-game SEC schedule. They'll be the 1-3 loss team to get in the college football playoffs.
Okay, I'm glad to see you can turn on a dime.
Thank you, Paul.
At least it was a dime. So what else are you looking forward to the most as we get ready for? Well, we're in July now, so
yeah,
the next couple of months before we get to the season.
Well, I think the big one, like I said, is the media days. It feels like when we show up there, it's on. And so it's, like I said, the calm before the storm. Of course, you know, America turning 250. Let's don't forget that. It's going to be a wild weekend up here in East Tennessee. So we'll probably have
okay. Let's get to you. What are you doing? Take us behind the scenes, backstage. Yeah. I mean, I'm going back to New York tonight. I'm going to the rehearsal dinner. I'm going to be at Madison Square Garden all weekend. What are you going to be doing?
Well, about the same. I'll be up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, so that's about the same area. July 3rd, they have a parade at midnight, so we're going to go over there and start celebration early, first parade in America. And then the next day, plan on drinking some cold beers and eating some hamburgers and hot dogs all day.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. We already got the grill ready to roll for the weekend. But I need some advice on the beer. What's a good old boy from East Tennessee drink these days?
Well, I've been on the Silver Bullets for a while. So of course, anybody wants to. There's not a bad beer out there, especially if it's free. And so whatever's in the cooler, I will take.
I remember when I was younger, somebody made some crack about. I can't use the exact. There's no such thing as. So you're saying there's no such thing as a bad beer?
No. Maybe a hot beer, you know. But so in a pinch, Paul, you know.
So the Silver Bullet, is that light or is that regular?
That's light. I'm trying to cut some pounds, Paul. I'm down 66 pounds trying to get. Are you really not going to Tampa?
No, I'm doing media days from. Brad and I are going to Destin and do media days from there. So what is Cousin Bratton doing on the 4th of July?
Ah, Mike, honestly, I think he's going to do something fancy in Nashville. You know how Mike is. He likes to go out and eat at these fancy restaurants and stuff. So I imagine he's got something picked out. But the cool thing about Nashville, there's not a wrong place to go to watch some fireworks over there. So I'm sure he'll land in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, he normally is really, we went someplace in Destin, I think it was last year, that was pretty amazing. He took me to one of these fancy places in Nashville about 2 or 3 years ago, you know, one of these Southern Grill types. I mean, I was lost. I mean, it was so fancy that I had no idea what any of the freshly. I mean, it's like, you know, we just went out before you came in and got the tomatoes and the lettuce and the whole grain chicken. I mean, he's into that stuff. You're right.
Yeah, I don't quite get it. I mean, but. He's never really took me to a bad place either. So I trust the process. But if I'm picking a restaurant, most likely it's going to be a chain, Paul, because I know exactly what I'm going to get in that restaurant.
So are you like back in the day, Chili's, one of those? Charlie's? The barbecue ribs just keep coming?
I used to be Cracker Barrel, but they blocked me on Twitter for some reason, so I kind of boycotted them, so they probably took a hit. But, usually something like that, and a good Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, I've had better Italian food at Olive Garden than some of the fanciest places in New York.
That's my wife. Every time we have an anniversary, that's where we go, is the Olive Garden. And I get that Zuppa Toscana. It's you know, it's fancy.
It's good. No,
yeah, it's real good.
How many years have you been married?
18. 18. Long enough not to look both ways before I cross the street, Paul.
And Mrs. Shane will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for staying married to you that long next year in Oslo. Shane, great to see you. We'll see you in Tampa. We will be there. Thanks so much.
Good deal.
Great to Shane joining us here. You can tell it's a holiday, and they started serving the drinks early before the show. We'll be right back.